B-Pod Studios.
Ready, set, go!
This is Checkpoint XP Daily, your daily dose of esports and video game discussion. A complete look at all things esports and gaming. A production of Beasley Esports XP. Here are your hosts, Nate Bender, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan.
Checkpoint reached.
Hey, welcome to Checkpoint XP Daily for Monday, November 4th, 2019. Your home for esports and gaming. Coming up today on Checkpoint XP Daily, we're going to take a look at all of the Call of Duty franchise branding that has come out. All 12 teams have logos. We're going to check them all out. Plus, we're going to do another edition of Checkpoint Goes to the Polls.
It's voting time.
Those conversations ahead here today on Checkpoint XP Daily. But we start today talking about our weekend. It was a big weekend here in Detroit. Yomacon descended on the city. Plus, there was a whole lot more going on. Apparently, Joe over here got stomped out by Joik Bell at Madden.
It was bad.
We'll hear all about it. But first, I want to talk about Yomacon because I went on Friday night. And
hey, wait a minute.
I was there too.
Don't you owe me a review?
A review?
Don't you owe me a review of the podcast?
Oh, we can do a review.
He don't owe you.
Hey,
all right.
It's the one time he does owe me something.
Hey, no, but you do.
Please don't make me go back and bleep things.
You do owe it to the viewers.
I agree. I owe it to the viewers. So I will read a review for Checkpoint XP Daily as I very quickly click around to be able to pull it up.
As we quickly bring them up. You know,
none of us help fill any air whatsoever.
It has been nice, though, that we haven't had to yell at people in a minute. It's been one week, Joe.
It hasn't been
a minute.
That great.
Exactly.
It's been a while since we've read Daily Show reviews.
That's true. It has been.
We are sitting at exactly 50 Apple Podcast reviews for Checkpoint XP Daily.
All right.
Thank all of you.
That's awesome.
And so today's review comes to us from GH from Twitch.
GH from Twitch.
That's what their name is on this, apparently.
GH from Twitch.
GH from Twitch. Who says, an easy way to stay current on gaming news amidst not-so-fun politics. Thanks for making good content, guys.
Okay, I definitely thought that that was going to be an easy way to stay current on gaming news amidst not-so-fun performances. Thought it was going to be a huge backhand.
We also got another one here from Starlight Flare. Says, fun and entertaining. Another 5-star review. Says, a great show to listen to for what's going on in esports and gaming.
Beautiful. I love it.
Short and straight to the point.
That's right.
And I've got a third one.
Oh, whoa.
But this one's from Vey Victus, who recently left us a review on our other show, our weekly podcast. So thank you, Vey Victus. We appreciate it. Who says, the best podcast ever.
Damn.
This podcast is hands down the best gaming podcast. No, the best podcast that is out.
Wow.
High praise.
That is high praise.
I've listened to this group for years and plan to listen for many more to come. Joe, Norris, Nate, and Robbie are well-versed in the content, and their chemistry provides a superb creation that I can't wait to hear more of. Keep up the great work, guys.
Thank you, Vey Victus.
Thank you, Vey Victus.
And thank you, everyone who reviewed.
That's right.
And for everyone who didn't, I hate you.
Wow,
so, Joe.
If you want to have your Apple Podcast review read here on the show, make sure you submit it. We're all out of the new ones. I think we've read all of the ones that we haven't read so far.
I have one that was put on YouTube and sent to me.
Yeah, you have one in the can.
Yep.
That's our emergency review,
courtesy of Heartslot, longtime listener.
In case of lame viewers, pull cord.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So, guys, we've burned all of the new reviews. Make sure the next time that we sit down to read Apple Podcast reviews, we have something to read. Go leave us a review. Download Apple Podcasts. It's available for many, many platforms. I'm sure all of them that exist out there. Just look up Checkpoint XP. Leave us a review on any number of shows, including Checkpoint XP on Campus, which is available through Apple Podcasts, but currently has no reviews. Go fix that, guys. Leave us a little review on Checkpoint XP and Checkpoint XP on campus. All right, let's talk about our weekends, because YomaCon happened over the weekend. Norris and I went on Friday.
That's right.
Courtesy of, when we have to shout him out, thank you very much to Mark Cooper.
Yeah.
Player One.
Looked out.
Who's performing that night. He got us passes.
Ish. Passes-ish.
He did as much as he possibly could.
That's true. This is not on Mark.
It's not on Mark at all.
No, but this was almost the con that wasn't.
Almost. Damn near. So, Friday night, Norris and I meet up out at Kobo.
It's not Kobo anymore.
TCF Center?
Yes. Kobo okay. was racist.
Was it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So, is TCF not?
I don't know. I have no evidence to make that claim.
All I know is that they do totally free checking.
There it is. That doesn't sound racist to me.
Well, anyway, so we were at the TCF Center. Figuring out our ticket situation, mm-hmm. which was disorganized, as I understand,
to say the least,
as I understand the event was, because basically we went over to
registration.
They sent us to ConOps. Mm-hmm. ConOps kind of looked at us for like 10 minutes
straight up for real
and was like, we don't really know what to tell you. And I was like, well, the performance that Mark was trying to get us here so that we could see is happening right now. So, like, what do you want us to do? Because they tried to, like, be like, we have record of the request. We just don't have your passes ready. So come back tomorrow? Question mark?
That doesn't help us.
And I was, yeah. And I went, well, the thing that I'm here to see is happening right now. And they were like, okay, the best that we can do is we can have a staff member take you over and, like, tell the person at the door to let you in.
Which, by the way,
sure.
The guy leading us over there decides to take the shuttle, which
took probably 15 minutes longer than it should
have. 10 minutes longer than it was supposed to have. We could have walked faster.
Yeah.
So that was infuriating. But eventually,
to the volunteer's credit, he got us there. We were able to get in.
And he was a nice person.
He was a nice guy.
He was a nice person.
Unfortunately, missed all of Mark's performance.
Oh, which sucks. No.
I mean, it started at 7. We get off the air at 6. It was 6:40 by the time I was making my way over there. It was 7 o'clock by the time the Uber driver dropped me off. By the way, my Uber driver, there are chatty Uber drivers and then there are silent ones. This was a silent one, mm-hmm. which I'm totally fine with. I have no complaints. I actually have way more complaints about chatty Uber drivers than I do silent ones. But young gal dropped me off and she's like, what the hell is going on here? And I'm like, oh, it's an anime convention. People dress up in costumes. She's like, people dress up as Ronald McDonald? I go, I look over, and there's a Ronald McDonald. And I go, apparently?
That guy does.
Wow.
And sure enough, who's on the top of my Facebook feed right now?
Well, there it is, but a guy.
It is Ronald McDonald dancing on the stairs with the Joker. So,
real original.
This guy must have had a great convention.
Yeah.
Because he stuck out like a sore thumb.
Yeah. And so,
totally hilarious. Anyway, so the employee takes us over to the performance. We get there probably 2 songs into the person who performed after Mark started. Good sets. I stayed all the way through Mega Ran.
Oh, okay. How was it? I had to leave her. I had family obligations.
Yeah, Mega Ran was great, man. I really enjoyed his performance. And then they also got I'm blanking on his name right now, but the guy who did what was the opening for Samurai Champloo?
Shingo,
yeah. Shingo too.
Yeah.
He was the guy who closed it out. And
awesome.
So I saw 3 songs of his, and then I was like, all right, I'm getting my drink and I'm getting out of here. It was good. It was a really good performance. I wish more people showed up to the hip-hop showcase.
Yeah, I mean, that's always sort of the thing with me and YomaCon, is I never really know where I want to spend most of my time at, right? And especially if I don't have like full access, which I was a little weird on because we didn't have passes,
right?
So
I would have felt
go
I would have felt
and fro.
Yeah, like I would have felt so much better if like I could have gotten there, seen who was on stage, got a drink, came back, and then got another drink and then went back home. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. But, you know, the thing about Yuma to me that is always very special is the cosplay. But it is hard to feel, you know, in place. It's hard to feel like you belong there when you're dressed like an adult. Unlike any other con that I've ever been to or big event or whatever, there's still enough people in normal clothes to feel, all right, whatever. There's people cosplaying. That's cool. I feel like if you go to Yuma and you don't cosplay, what are you doing?
Yes.
You stick out.
Yuma is for sure. Like, if you want to go and blend in, you have to cosplay.
Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't know. But I was disappointed that more people weren't at the hip-hop showcase, especially because some of the acts were pretty dope. So I was pretty sad.
They were trying, man. They were putting on a great show.
Yeah, for sure.
So I understand that you guys went Saturday. We went on Friday. You guys went on Saturday, right?
Yes. The disorganization that is YomaCon continued. Joe was there a little bit earlier than I was. So, Joe, if you want to go ahead and take the story from here.
Yeah, I went. Me and Sarah went on Saturday. And, yes, we also agree. Yoma is a very difficult con to go to without cosplaying. Yeah. So we both went as Sith and, you know, went to go get our passes. So we went down to, got our, you know, say, hey, go over to Con Ops. And we're like, all right, great. So we go over to Con Ops to get our badges, hoping we'll have an easier time than you did. Con Ops is not there.
They just didn't show up.
Literally, Con Ops, like, we looked at the table next to them, like, is this Con Ops? And they're like, yeah, they haven't shown up yet today. And we're like, checking the time. It's like,
how
it's
does
11.
That happen?
It's 11 on
they
Saturday.
Are convention they operations.
Because they too are probably volunteers.
No, if the convention has operations and the convention is up there operating.
To be fair, there was two different Con Ops places. There was one over in the Rens and then there was one in TCF.
Yeah.
We had gone to the one in TCF where there was people at that time.
So
I don't know if they condensed it down to one at some point, but yeah, it was just not, it was not made terribly clear.
Well, so here's what we saw. We were at TCF as well. And yeah, so the Con Ops table was empty. There was a guy sitting off to the side and I asked, so when is Con Ops getting here? And he's like, I don't know. I'm technically part of Con Ops, but I'm like the bottom person on like the ladder. Like I don't really have any authority to do anything.
How? You're part, I'm part of Con Ops, but I don't know.
Volunteers. That's why.
Dude, so, I've volunteered at places before and I at least know who I'm supposed to be talking to when something happens.
So I told him like, well, whatever. We're supposed to get passes. We knew Mark Cooper, you know, whatever. He's supposed to leave passes for us. They looked at like we have no idea, no record of it anywhere. I'm like, okay,
we just showed up here to get free tickets ourselves, so yeah, we don't know what's going on.
Yeah, pretty much. And so they had no idea what was going on with that. And then they're like, well, maybe we can just get you in as like press, you know. And I'm like, so I showed them our website and everything. I'm like, all right, whatever, we'll do that.
Yeah.
5 minutes, 10 minutes later, we stand there waiting, and they're like, no, you just got denied for press. I'm like,
great.
Okay, great.
How do we get denied for press when we're actual press?
I don't know. So anyway, I'm like, all right, well, I guess we'll just go wait in line and get a badge, because Sarah at that point was like, we've been here for like 40 minutes. We're dressed up. We're at least doing the con. Yeah. We're not going home. I'm like, all right, yeah.
Which was $50 a pop.
It was
$50
bucks a pop. And the line was 2.5 hours.
Oh, my God.
2.5 hours. We got They had like four people.
Nope.
Running registration.
That's gonna be a no for me, dog.
How do you have four people running registration on
a convention?
What is arguably one of the largest cons in the state on a Saturday, the busiest day.
Anyway,
mind blown.
2.5 hours later, we finally got our badges and went about and did some stuff. And then, like, it was fine then. Like, once we're actually in, it was fine. It was a good con. We had a good time for the day.
Still, though.
Artist Alley, saw some good panels, whatever. But yeah, what a nightmare. Robbie, I hope you had a better time than I did.
So Joe messaged me and let me know, like, hey, just a heads up, there is no Con Ops. They do not have badges for us. So if you want to come, you will be paying. I don't normally go to like panels and stuff like that. I'll hit up the arcade, I'll hang out with friends, and I'll go into the Artist Alley. So when I found out that we would have to spend $100, you know, 50 for me and 50 for Katie, just to get into Artist Alley, before I even find out there's anything that I want to buy, let me tell you, if I had spent $100 beforehand, I would be disinclined to spend any more money at that point. So I looked at Katie and I go, all right, you're making this decision. You're driving, because at this point, I do not want to go. But she really wanted to see some friends. So we head out there. We see the friends, and two of them let us borrow their badges to go into Artist Alley.
That was nice.
That was very nice of them, for sure. Bought her this big, giant, plushy sloth thing that she wanted. She got me a new set of metal dice that are like have like a platinum finish. They're super cool and are going to destroy my D&D players, hopefully. And then I also found a replica of Mercy and Tracer's pistols from Overwatch. That's so cool. Now, granted, they are foam, but they look really nice. They were priced at $30 and $35. The guy like saw that I like couldn't decide between like which one I wanted, and he's like, I'll give them both to you for $45. And I'm like, sold,
buddy.
All in all, you know, I got some people that we didn't get to see in a few years, got to get some cool merch. So yeah, I was happy with how it turned out, given how it could have turned out.
Yeah, so fair for enough. You, mission accomplished. Yeah.
Oh, and then also, I feel like that day that I woke up, I thought it was just allergies, and maybe I also caught the con plague as well. I don't know. But Saturday night through Sunday, I was bedridden.
Ugh. All right, cool. Don't touch me.
Gross.
All right, give me a hug.
No.
Honestly, though, did anyone else feel too old to be there? Because I definitely did.
I definitely got... Yes, what you were sort of feeling with that, especially being out of costume, because I feel like when you're out of costume,
you're also,
that makes you hyper like aware of everyone else that's in costume around you.
That's a good point.
For sure.
Yeah, if I hadn't been in cosplay, I would have felt really uncomfortable.
I definitely felt really uncomfortable. And to have such a different reaction to it, just, you know, 4 or 5 years removed of like, you know, because
you were also literally just by yourself as well. So that probably also made you hyper aware. I think that if we had gone again as a group of friends, you're now with, you know, 6, 7, 8 people who are also of your
age. I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know that I can... I don't know that we can ever go back, right, to like...
Oh, no, it'll definitely never be the same, for sure.
Right, yeah.
I didn't feel too old.
I felt too old.
I didn't feel too old.
I for sure felt too old.
I'm still full of youth and vigor.
Keep telling yourself, Norris.
All right, well, listen, we want to hear from you. What did you get up to over the weekend? Did you go to a con? Why don't you tell us about it? Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. Wait a minute, before we finish this, you had an interesting thing on Sunday.
I did. So I got to go out to Game Time out in Auburn Hills and
hang
out with the Detroit Lions, their cheerleading team, and legend Joik Bell.
And you got stomped.
That's not even the worst.
How bad was it?
Listen, man, it was 63-3.
That is pathetic.
How do you let somebody else get 60 points on you?
It was like straight up. It went like literally like he scored a touchdown real easy. And then I kicked a field goal and I'm thinking like, all right, 7-3. At least I scored some points. Right.
Then you never got the ball back.
No, he takes it. Every time I got the ball back, like immediately picked off running the other way.
Did he scream, "This shall be a mercy" as he did it?
It was not a mercy. He did not end it at 21-3. He just kept going and hammered me.
How do you get like pool hall hustled at Madden? That's impressive.
Yeah. You are a bad.
He was literally like saying, he's like, man, I don't know about this. I've never played on Xbox before. I'm like, well, neither have I. It'll be even in that
respect. Hold on.
But he's like literally like, here's like playing against an actual football player, right? So like literally he would see the defense that I've picked and know he'd be like, oh yeah, you're running the cover too. And like just know the exact play to make. And I'm like, oh, right. He's played real football. He knows exactly how to exploit everything I do.
I will say this. Playing more soccer in real life has made me significantly better at FIFA.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Literally, he starts showing me like this play that I'm running, right? And he's like, now watch your deep safety right here. If your deep safety cuts left, I'm throwing it right. And if he cuts right, I'm throwing it towards the post. Exactly, does exactly what he says. Touchdown pass, 50 yards. I'm like...
Joe, is there a single video game that you are not terrible at?
Yeah, League of Legends is about it.
Yeah,
I'm pretty bad at that, too. Like, don't get me wrong.
We wanted you to go out there and represent the brand, Joe. What are you doing?
In Madden against a pro football player? No, I did not represent the brand.
Well, as Echo Revelations over in the chat said, why didn't you challenge them to a 1v1 in League? They had the machines.
See, yeah, as soon as you finished, you should have been like, all right, now we 1v1 in League.
That's what I told him.
Let's go to Summoner's Rift.
He's like, yeah, man, if you took me out in a shooter, you'd probably get me in that, but all the machines there were set up for Madden, so that's the way
you know
play.
What I bet he still would have stomped him.
Yeah, maybe.
All right, now we want to hear from you. Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint underscore XP on Instagram. And properly shame Joe on his 63-3 loss against Joik Bell. Still ahead on Checkpoint XP Daily, we're going to do another round of Checkpoint Goes to the Polls. That'll wrap up today's Checkpoint XP Daily. But ahead next, all 12 teams of the Call of Duty League have their branding has been announced, has been put out there. So we're going to go through it and judge all of it. Stick around. That's ahead next on Checkpoint XP Daily.
This is Checkpoint XP, Esports and Gaming Radio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is Checkpoint XP, Esports and Gaming Radio, CheckpointXP.com.
The branding for all 12 Call of Duty League teams have been shown off, and we're going to judge all 12 of them
harshly.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on the Hawk 1340 in Wenatchee, Washington, as well as the Fan 97.1 in Columbus, Ohio. Checkpoint XP Daily is now a part of the BPod Network at bpodstudios.com. For more great listening options like Inside the Ropes, a weekly look inside wrestling in the WWE, and Talk and Rock with Meltdown, an interview and music news podcast, go to bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. As I mentioned, all 12 teams have had their branding revealed. There are some winners.
There are some not winners. Big old stinkers.
And there are some not so winners in there as well. We're going to go through each one of the teams and kind of share our thoughts and opinions on each one of the brandings. We did this actually a while back when Overwatch League had originally announced their team's brandings.
Oh, yeah.
So we thought we would do it again for Call of Duty League.
Quick note, none of us have art or designer degrees, so keep that in mind.
Yes. Not at all.
So,
all
right. The first one is the Atlanta FaZe.
This one seems awfully
simple.
Similar to the already pre-existing FaZe branding.
Yeah, for sure. I do like that their call letters are effectively AF. That's pretty funny. That's pretty funny.
I didn't even realize that.
I was about to say that. Esports AF.
Yeah. I do like that. I actually do like the way that they have the stylized A and F kind of making a complete triangle. I do like that.
I don't think this is bad, honestly.
It's not bad.
And
not
it's
terrible.
On brand for FaZe as well.
Got the red and the white. It kind of reminds me of the Red Wings a little bit. I kind of like it.
All right, up next we've got the Chicago Huntsmen. Ooh,
amazing.
Guys, when I first read Huntsmen, I wasn't sold on the name.
I was a little bit worried.
Along with their branding, I got a Midwest team.
You want to know what made me nervous? I think it was the Chengdu Hunters, because they went so far out of left field with it.
with the pandas?
Yeah, anytime I hear Hunt, I'm like, oh, what kind of crazy
They're
nonsense?
They're just going to come up with like a crab or something.
Yeah, what? But this is really cool. They've got crossed axes on a green shield.
The green looks so good.
It looks like the primary colors are going to be black and this kind of like goldish, kind of tannish.
Yep,
and then this the dark, green. Deep green. It's nice. Like it.
Nice.
Would I like it a lot.
Would it be better if it was the Huntsman from Freakazoid?
Yes.
Would that be a better one?
Significantly better.
No, I mean, in terms of very serious branding, I take this very seriously as a sports brand.
I agree with that. Up next, we've got the Dallas Empire.
This is a strong boo. This is a strong boo for me. I hate this.
I had seen on their social media a few weeks ago, they were actually polling on the colors that they were going to use, and they almost went with a black background in gold like emblem, which I thought looked a lot better. The colors here are just kind of meh to me.
Yeah, I'm this reminds me of the Crown Jewel logo that WWE did.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of it. You're right. Also, the colors I'm not terribly over on.
It's just very boring. I don't think it speaks to Dallas at all as a town.
That's my thing is I don't see what's Dallas about this. Mm-hmm. That it's dark purple and kind of this gold with the big white empire on it. What screams Dallas about? Like when you think about like the Cowboys logo,
they
right?
They literally just the have the Lone Star, star is all that they have in there.
Yeah.
All right. Up next we have the Florida Mutineers.
Okay. All right. Off the rip. I hate it. I hate it.
Everything about it?
I hate everything about it, from the colors to the logo. But this is now the second time I'm looking at it.
Is that the Davy Jones?
Yeah. And I mean, a distinctly Pirates of the Caribbean vibe out of it.
See, I don't like the Mutineers, but I love the logo.
The logo's growing on me because I'm like, you know what? Anyone who's willing to put Cthulhu as their logo, I'm fine with.
Yep.
But yeah, I'm not a huge fan on the Mutineers. I'm still not big on the colors. I think that the color combination is really awkward. That kind of like that
teal.
That teal, that seafoam, almost greenish blue, and then you've got that very, very vibrant sort of like reddish orange. I feel like they are two odd colors paired together, which makes it even more odd.
See, I really like the seafoam green. I love that color, and I love how it goes with the Davy Jones.
Did you like
face.
The teal Pistons uniforms back in the day?
They were all right.
No, they were vomit inducing. Okay,
I don't know.
Nobody liked them.
But for me, it's that orange red. I don't. It doesn't do much for me.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. We're currently going through the branding for all 12 Call of Duty League teams, which brings us now to the London Royal Ravens.
Okay, this logo is very problematic.
Yeah.
I'm sure this decision won't haunt you forever.
I'm thinking Nazi.
Whoa, now. I don't know you need to say it. I think we could have implied it.
We've got the Red Eagle.
It's a little
Reiki.
It's a little Reiki.
Yeah, it doesn't look.
It's a little Reiki.
Are we sure that's a raven? I don't know that I call that a raven.
I don't know. It's close enough to an eagle to
you would think
just
for,
at a glance to I be mean, mistaken.
You would think for London they would be a little bit more sensitive.
You would think.
I've got a strange urge to go watch Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
For sure.
All right. Moving on. We've got.
Please.
Next one is my favorite.
We've got the Los Angeles Spider-Gwen.
The Los Angeles Spider-Gwen, yes!
I'm for it.
I didn't see it until you mentioned it. Now that's all I can
say. This logo is terrible. Like, okay, listen, I get what they were trying to go for with the whole sort of graffiti script.
Yeah, so it's the Los Angeles Gorillas.
Listen, you can't take the Gorillas with a Z, the band's logo, and just kind of co-opt the font for your own esports team.
And so I guess the hood is supposed to be like somebody who's like tagging, I guess, but then it's like the black with the eyes, and then to me it seems like it could be vaguely racial. And so
I didn't even think about that.
So like the whole thing is just big old mess of bad.
The only reason I didn't see the racial thing in it is because the whole thing is on a black background.
Yeah.
But
that's
now
point.
That you mention it.
Yeah, if the background was white, then I think I would.
Not good.
No.
Not good.
Not good at all.
All right, moving on to one of what actually ended up being one of my favorite. The Minnesota
absolutely my
Rocker.
Favorite.
This is brilliant.
This looks great.
First of all, I'm pretty sure it's Rooker.
It's Rooker.
I'm sorry.
And I have to, this is by far maybe my favorite branding for any sports team. I would buy a jersey of this even if I didn't know what it was for.
I got to tell you, when the leaks kind of happened and we got an idea of what some of these brandings might be, this is the one I think I made fun of the most.
I was most concerned about.
And I'm eating my words right now.
So this looks so cool. So what we've got here is a black background, and it's a Viking helm, but the way that they do it where half of the face is in
shadow. It's like
shadow.
It has a shadow across there.
Yeah, and now you've got high highlights with the light blue in there, the one eye with the in the blue. I think that this is great.
It's also really awesome and it's on brand because you have the Minnesota Vikings,
which are the same shade of purple.
So they're creating almost sort of this partner identity in the same way that all Pittsburgh teams have black and yellow.
I love it.
Yeah, it is definitely a winner. All right.
And now to my least favorite.
Oh, good Lord.
So we have the New York
Crash
Subliners.
Test Dummies.
The New York Subliners, which, first of all,
what is that?
Who can tell me what a subliner
Nobody
is?
Nobody can. They made it up.
It is the most hideous branding I've seen for any professional sports team.
We have someone in our chat that says they did it again. Why?
And what they're referring to is the New York Excelsior and how
weird of a name that is.
And how weird the branding was comparative to the other teams that were in the league.
It's literally just the NYXL logo turned sideways and made into a circle.
Yeah, it's not good.
All right, we're not going to spend too much time on this one because it's Optic Gaming Los Angeles. It's just Optic.
It really is.
All right.
I mean,
did you even try?
Do you like Optic Gaming's branding? You'll probably be into this one.
Can you look a little bit more like an NVIDIA ad, please?
See, again, now that you've said it, that's all I see. Yep. You're right. It's an NVIDIA advertisement.
It totally is. I hope that you're sponsored by NVIDIA.
Up next, we've got the Paris Legion.
Not a fan.
This one's fine.
It's okay.
It's basically like a...
It's just a fleur-de-lis.
Yeah, fleur-de-lis, and it's
made into a
bichromatic.
I do like their font, though.
I like the colors. I will give them the orange and the red paired together work very well.
Yeah, and the fleur-de-lis is also sort of stylized to also look sort of like a blade.
We've only got 2 minutes left, and we've got...
Two more to go.
Perfect.
We're right on time here.
All right, great.
Up next, we've got the Seattle Surge.
Can I tell you something? I actually really like this a lot.
I knew he was going to like this.
I kind of like this a lot.
I don't hate it.
It's got a trident, but the trident almost looks like a crown.
Yeah.
Which I think is really cool. I didn't know what to expect for the Seattle Surge, but I like this.
I thought it was going to be green with this big old splotch on it like a pop from back in the day.
And you know what? Giving New York a run for their money in terribleness, the Toronto Ultra... Leave.
Thank you. Stop it. By the way, thank you, Chicago, for being a great branding for us, because I was not vibing with the Toronto Ultra.
I got to tell you, Activision should kick the Toronto Ultra out of the league.
Yeah, this is terrible.
You should not be allowed to be in the league with that branding. This is hideous.
Where did you get this? Fiverr? What is this?
Dude,
stop it.
I could make this. And that's not a winning point if
no,
I can put
it's
this
not.
Together.
It's not. All it is it's a font. It's two fonts and then a circle around something I can't identify.
And the word ultra is really big.
Real big! I don't know what this is supposed
to
accomplish.
Either way, we have somebody in the chat who says it looks like a logo for discount condoms.
That actually is very appropriate. Listen, we want to hear from you. What do you think of the team branding for the teams in the Call of Duty League? Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. Coming up next on Checkpoint XP Daily, it's another edition of Checkpoint Goes to the Polls. That's right, we're going to be voting. Stick around, that's ahead next on Checkpoint XP Daily.
Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. CheckpointXP.com.
Checkpoint XP's going to the polls. That's right, it's November. And even though there aren't maybe any major elections that are going on right now, there's always some sort of election that's going on in November.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to the polls. Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on 92.5 FM, Fox News in Jacksonville, and ESPN Southwest Florida on 99.3 FM. You've been asking for it, and it's finally here. Checkpoint XP merch is officially available. We've got shirts, hats, hoodies, and mugs for Checkpoint XP, the other identity, and low team damage. Plus, we've got a brand new shirt and hoodie that's available for a limited time this fall and holiday season. Check it out over at checkpointxp.com/shop. Like I said, it's November, and even though there aren't any major, like, you know, presidential elections that are happening this month, we did think, you know, there's definitely some kind of voting that happens.
City elections or something.
At the very least.
That's right. So we thought we would honor that by doing another edition of Checkpoint Goes to the Polls. And today, Norris is going to be administering our votes.
That's right, because in the midterm elections, you guys have decided that I was better at administering games, and you voted Joe out.
And that is so nice.
And so we will bring our first ballot initiative to the floor that we are going to be calling the Save Children from Games Act.
Oh boy.
All right. Upon release, all loot boxes are removed from Overwatch 2, but all skins are $20 and cannot be earned with in-game currency. Does the floor vote yay or nay?
Ooh. Okay, so just so I understand, all loot boxes are being stripped out of the game.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting rid of that, what is considered an abusive practice. But skins are just a hard $20, and you buy them in the store. That's your only option.
That's right.
Man, that's a tough one.
Yeah, this is actually tough for me.
This is tough because I have paid as much as $18 for a skin, but never the full $20. And I don't know if it's the full $20 that gets me, because that is a lot. I mean, that is a lot
for a skin, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you do want your microtransactions to kind of appeal to kids,
right?
People who don't necessarily have their own income.
Right.
You don't want them to kind of be left on the out of that economy.
You know what? I'm going to do myself a favor. I'm actually going to vote in favor of this, because I definitely would not spend as much money as I normally would. I would basically at this point only buy skins that I did really want, instead of feel like I have to collect everything.
I'm going to go ahead and vote nay on this one, purely because I think that the inability to earn the skins in-game could be damaging to Overwatch overall. So I'm going to go ahead and vote nay and let Nate cast the tie-breaking vote.
Also going to be voting nay, because I think that ultimately this would not make any business sense for the company, and therefore...
we're protecting the children, guys!
All right, the bill dies on the floor. That is a nay on that ballot initiative.
Nope. Nobody's thinking of the children.
No, not
at all.
What's that famous Michael Jordan quote? Never mind. I don't think we can say it on the show.
All right. The next ballot initiative. The Squeenix Restoration Act.
Oh, boy.
All right. God. Final Fantasy VII Remake is one of the greatest games ever made.
Oh, no.
But Square Enix never finishes the set. Yay or nay?
All right, so again,
never finishes the set, meaning what?
They never finish episode two or whatever.
Part one, but that's all.
Part one, and you never get it, but it is one of the greatest pieces of video gaming ever created.
You know what? Just so that I can throw this back in people's faces that I told you this wasn't a good idea, I'm going to vote yay on this, because I think that it not being completed will also help to push, sort of cement it in video game history.
The legend.
Or even longer, the legacy. That's right.
All right. Yeah. Joe?
I've got to vote yay on this because there's just too many like tears that I'm going to like drink up from other people as they
yes.
whine for eternity.
Yes.
Like it'll be like even bigger than Half-Life 3. I need
yes.
that in my life.
Yes, it would.
It's good for radio, so I want that.
I don't know, man. I think I would vote nay on this. I think I would rather have the full Final Fantasy VII remake, be it good or bad, than be guaranteed to have a really good, solid recreation of the first disc.
Well, if the ballot initiative passes, prepare yourself, because Which again in March is it?
But it's not unanimous.
That's right. Not unanimous.
So, you're listening to Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. We're currently playing a little game that we call Checkpoint XP Goes to the Polls. We've got different ballot initiatives that will be voted on in quorum, if you will, by the three of us hosts here on the show. And Norris is continuing to bring motions to the floor.
All right. Next ballot initiative. Esports is the future act. All right. So in this ballot initiative, the Overwatch League's home and away format is a hit and solidifies esports in the pop culture zeitgeist, but it effectively kills the FGC, Dota 2, and CSGO.
For it. Hands down for it. By the way, Norris, can I just say that I love that you give each of these like actual titles in one.
Yeah,
Joe,
nice
Joe never went that far.
No, that's a nice touch.
Sorry about your FGC.
Yeah, no.
I got to tell you something. I've bet my career on esports, so I'm definitely giving this a firm yay.
All right.
No bias there.
No, not once. Listen, I have been lobbied by the esports industry in this case. I am voting yay.
I will also vote yay.
All right.
Sorry for the FGC. I think the FGC is an unfortunate casualty of this act. The rest of them, not so much.
It passes unanimously. There's no more fighting games, so sorry, Sonic Fox. Don't quit your day job, I guess. Now, we move forward into the Good Guy Blizzard Act.
Oh, no.
All American companies pull games out of China. As a result, all games are now $150, and free-to-play games now have a 400% increase on all DLC.
Where's the upside?
All right, so
you're no longer doing business with China.
Nay.
And no longer beholden to their whims.
Nope. Sorry, I see the benefits of it. I'm voting nay.
Okay, so all games no longer do business with China, but they're way more expensive, basically.
Yes. And free-to-play games will still exist, but any purchases made within them will increase by 400%. It's tough, ain't it?
Yeah, I'll vote yay on this. I mean, I already want games to be more expensive as it is, just because I think they need to be. So I'll vote yay because it accomplishes my means kind of in a roundabout way.
All right.
But hard nay for me.
Hard nay.
$150 and a 400% markup? No way.
Pretty expensive.
The industry itself would not survive through that domestically. There's no way. Sorry.
All right. So here's our last one very quickly. The Esports in Schools Act. Esports become a mandatory part of school, just like a gym class, but it can only be MOBAs.
I'm going to vote yay for that. So, you got to start somewhere.
So for those who don't know, MOBAs being games like League of Legends.
Multiplayer
and
online Dota battle 2. Arenas, yes. Yeah. Stands for.
So it can only be League of Legends or Dota or Heroes of the Storm.
Yes.
But basically no shooters is what you're trying to get at, really, and no fighting games. But it's widespread adoption in high schools, you said?
Yep, 100% adoption, just like gym class.
I gotta say yay. I mean that's a win. Overall for esports,
yeah,
that's a win.
Down.
I think Blizzard's gonna be mad, but
they got Heroes of the Storm.
I am also going to say yay. I think that even though I may not personally like MOBAs as a game genre, you can't deny their benefit that they have in terms of the esports space. So yes, I'm a hard yay on that one.
It passes unanimously.
All right. Well, listen, we want to hear from you. We want to know how you would have voted on each one of these ballot proposals. Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. That's going to do it for Checkpoint XP Daily, the first internationally syndicated show on esports and gaming for radio. Visit our website, checkpointxp.com, for insight on esports and gaming, as well as a wide collection of podcasts and interviews. Join us Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern, live at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. Our theme is provided by the band Weird At Last. Find more at weirdatlast.com. Checkpoint XP Daily is a production of Beasley Esports XP. Lead segment producing by Joe Sloan. Brand management by Chad Callahan. And of course, my co-hosts who pull double duty as producers for Checkpoint XP Daily. Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan. My name's Nate Bender. Keep listening.
You've been listening to Checkpoint XP, a complete look at all things esports and gaming. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at checkpointxp.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.